Page 30, measure number 24-462, City of Aurora. Bonds for city water, wastewater, stormwater systems, multi-use building. Question, shall the city issue general obligation bonds not to exceed $7,100,000 for water, wastewater, stormwater, city hall, and community center? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, the City of Aurora seeks approval to issue general obligation bonds to finance capital costs of the city, including improvements to water systems, including capacity to better respond to fires throughout the community, pump station on the north side of Mill Creek, and emergency generators for wells. Improvements to wastewater and stormwater systems, including replacing storage tank liners and chemical storage facilities, construction and equipping of a multipurpose building for City Hall, community events, library and emergency management hub and shelter during extreme weather conditions and natural disasters, property purchase, capitalized interest and costs of issuance. The principal of the bonds would not exceed $7,100,000. Bonds would mature in 21 years or less from date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. If approved, the average annual tax rate is estimated to be $2.90 per $1,000 of assessed value. Actual rates may vary based upon interest rates incurred and changes in assessed values. Measure 24-462, Explanatory Statement. The City of Aurora voters in 1997 approved a bond to construct the community's wastewater system. Built in part by residents, maintained by the city, and supported by taxpayers, the wastewater system has served residents for the past 20 years. In that time, the number of residents served by this system has doubled, as well as the addition of numerous local businesses. With the 1997 bond scheduled to be fully repaid in 2024, the City Council has led a community engagement effort for the past several years to update city master plans to ensure systems can continue to meet community needs. A priority in these assessments has been ensuring system sustainability and avoiding a maintenance backlog as costs are expected to get higher to maintain the systems. The City of Aurora seeks approval to issue general obligation bonds to finance capital costs of the city, including improvements to water systems, including capacity to better respond to fires throughout the community, pump station on the north side of Mill Creek, and emergency generators for wells. Improvements to wastewater and stormwater systems, including replacing storage tank liners and chemical storage facilities. Construction and equipping of multipurpose building for City Hall, community events, library and emergency management hub and shelter during extreme weather conditions and natural disasters. Property purchase, capitalized interest and costs of issuance. The principal of the bonds would not exceed $7,100,000. Bonds would mature in 21 years or less from date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. If approved, the average annual tax rate is estimated to be $2.90 per $1,000 of assessed value. Actual rates may vary based upon interest rates incurred and changes in assessed values. If the bond measure does not pass, the proposed improvement projects would be deferred or eliminated. The City Council may also bring redrawn plan to voters at a future date. Information submitted by Stuart Rogers, City Recorder, City of Aurora. Page 31, argument in support of 24-462. Vote yes for the future of Aurora 24-462. The City of Aurora is a story in the history of Oregon. It continues to evolve and grow while maintaining its historical roots. Its residents have continually invested in its foundation since its incorporation in 1893, based on a colony founded in 1856. We must maintain this thriving community by continuing to invest in its infrastructure. Much of our city's systems are past their lifespan, and other systems need to advance with newer technology for the future. The children in our community deserve to inherit a thriving city that has the resources to fill their needs and hopes. Pride in our community is to have a new city hall with a community area for our residents to commune together. Infrastructure will allow our homes and businesses to continue to be safe and healthy places for families to thrive. Community spirit and a well-maintained city hall will generate the pride and jobs needed for our children to build their lives here. Our city water and sewer systems are over 20 years old, and some of our water pipes are over 60 years old. When we invest in keeping these vital systems efficient, and with current technology, we also lower the operating costs over maintaining old equipment and waiting for them to break down. The city has upgraded some of the distribution and collection system in the last 15 years. We need to do more to expand our needs for fire safety and growth. The bond is a replacement bond designed to keep taxes close to the current rate. The estimated $2.90 per $1,000 assessed value will bring $7 million of investment to our city. This amount, along with the state and federal grant money, will take the city of Aurora a long way to keeping our city thriving and valued as a great place to live for many years to come. Bill Graup, former mayor, planning commissioner. This information furnished by Bill or William Graup. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure. Here's another argument in support of 24-462. The North Marion Community Library Association asks you to vote yes on Measure 24-462. Vote yes for a smart way to invest in our town. A yes vote on this bond will help fund critical projects such as upgrading at-capacity water and sewer systems and building a much-needed community center. The timing is also right for our wallets. Some of the property taxes we currently pay help fund public works projects. Voting yes on this bond would continue to provide funding from property taxes for Aurora projects, as this bond replaces the bond expiring in 2024. Vote yes to help build the community center Aurora desperately needs. Replacing the declining City Hall building with a new community center will create a welcoming place for residents and visitors to do business with the city and also provide flexible community gathering spaces for meetings and events, a warming and cooling center during emergencies, and a permanent home for our volunteer-led library. Vote yes for a forever home for your community library. In 2010, a scrappy group of book lovers wanting a truly local library founded the North Marion Community Library in the basement of the Aurora Presbyterian Church. Today, more than 600 people hold library cards and library shelves hold more than 5,000 titles, with operations supported entirely through fundraisers and donations. We ask Aurora voters to support this bond, which will help create a permanent library in the new community center, a library that offers the latest books as well as a place for story times, reading and learning groups, free Wi-Fi and computer time, author events, and much more. As members of the North Marion Community Library Association and members of the Aurora community, we encourage you to join us in voting yes on Measure 24-462. This information is furnished by Allison Ryan Hansen, North Marion Community Library Association. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.